Hello, and welcome to the Resilient Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly West, and with over 25 years in healthcare and the coaching and wellness space, I know how the stress and overwhelm of life can become our downfall. My hope for this podcast is to bring you real-life strategies and stories of resilience to help you gather the wisdom, strength, and insight that lies within your soul already. Make no mistake, you are here for a reason. Sometimes you just need a guide to help you see that truth. Now let's get to it and transform your burnout to bliss. Well, hello, loves. Welcome to the Resilient Soul Podcast. If you are new listening to this podcast, welcome. My name is Kelly West. I am a registered nurse, an entrepreneur, a life coach, a breathwork facilitator, and I love helping people, especially nurses, caregivers, move past burnout and really find more bliss and resilience in their lives. And so welcome to the podcast. I am excited, so excited to have you guys here. So on today's podcast, if you've listened before, I do a lot of interviews and I've done episodes solo before, but I am so excited to bring you just a solo episode today so that I can just talk to you guys and have a one-on-one discussion. Would love to hear your feedback. Would love to see what you think of the show. And if you do love the episodes, if you have been listening to the podcast, I would absolutely be so grateful and love if you would give the podcast a 5-star review, because giving those reviews are not only just amazing for me to see, but also helps other people find the podcast. So if you have found it helpful in your life and just something that inspires you every day, I would love to get more people to listen just like you, who just find it inspirational and can bring some joy and peace into their lives. And so today I was just thinking about talking about handling disappointment. Yeah, handling disappointment. So have you ever experienced disappointment? Of course, we all have experienced disappointment in our lives. But I guess the question is that I wanted to talk about today is how well have you handled it? I think disappointment can certainly push us into a lack of confidence, a lack of belief in ourselves. We get hit with something that's disappointing. We don't get a job that we were looking forward to, or our relationship we were really wanting to work out just didn't work out, or a project we were working on it, or in our career or in our business just flopped, or we're just not getting recognized at work or in our personal lives or in our professional lives by the things that we're putting forth. And so, yes, there's always going to be disappointment in our lives. But I would say, are we moving from disappointment into lack of confidence and belief in ourselves? Or are we allowing disappointment into a let's try again attitude? Let's see if we can change this up, because disappointment really can lead us into, really, I feel, a self-discovery process that can contribute to our own personal growth and greater resilience. So I'd like to share a few tips that I came across and thought about and really wanted to show how we can take disappointment and really turn it into something more positive for our lives. Because disappointment really pulls in, anytime we find ourselves with disappointment in our lives, it creates this negative energy in our bodies. If you are really in tune with how your body responds to different emotions, different things that come up in our lives, disappointment can be one of those. And think about it, when you've been disappointed before by something or someone or a situation, next time, like, just give yourself a few minutes to be quiet and notice, what are the feelings that are showing up in your body? Where do you feel that energy in your body? Because we all have that energy that shows up. So it could be kind of a hit to the chest, like, or a hit to the gut even, or you can have a headache, or you can develop just feeling like a little bit out of body. There's lots of different experiences we can have when we come across disappointment. So I would just encourage you to notice the next time you come across disappointment, because we will always have it as part of our lives at different times, is how does your body respond to disappointment when it does show up? And the first one of the tips I'll say is really to minimize that fight or flight, because when we do have that energy come in, our brains, our egos just automatically want to go into fight or flight, right? And so we can get activated, we can get angry, we can get sad, we can get really emotional. All of those are totally fine. All of those are wonderful to feel. But I also would encourage you, we don't want to allow ourselves too much to dive into those emotions without allowing them to be felt and just clear out. And so we can do that through just taking a few deep breaths, finding a real grounding experience, maybe going for a walk, maybe go sitting on the beach or taking a hike in the mountains or just even out in your neighborhood, if wherever you're at, just getting outside and really connecting and grounding yourself to the earth is a beautiful practice, along with just breathing deeply and just observing that emotion. Because what we don't want to do is become identified with the emotion. We don't want to become identified with that disappointment, with that feeling that just kind of rises up in our gut or in our chest and say, we're not good enough. We're not worthy enough, or this is not right for me. So we don't want to have that identity part of us where we are attached to that emotion. We want to be looking at that disappointment, or we want to look at that feeling that shows up from disappointment as an observer. And so because when we're in observer mode, when we're just looking at it from the outside in, rather than identifying with that emotion, we can have more clarity and we can see how this perhaps then this disappointment maybe happened for you versus to you. And I love that way of looking at things. I started using that several years ago, and we can so many times get caught up in how things happen to us. But if we look at from a distance as the observer of the disappointment, looking at that versus identifying with it, we can really kind of look at it from a standpoint that maybe this has happened for you for a reason. Also, giving yourself grace and just consider maybe if there's anything that you could have done differently is fine to look at, but you don't want to dwell there. So many times we want to say, oh, what have I could have I done differently? And I should have done this differently, or I said this thing wrong, or I did this thing wrong. And then we dwell and our brains just keep going on autopilot, right? We just keep going in that circle over and over and over again, thinking about what we did wrong and why this disappointment happened and what we could have done differently. And we get stuck in that cycle of spinning. So I would say, encourage you to really allow yourself grace. It's fine to look at what are the things that we can consider that we could have done differently, or we could do better the next time, because that's always our learning and growing. That's our way of learning and growing. And so just allowing yourself that grace to move through that process, to be okay with knowing I'm still enough. I'm still worthy of wanting this thing, but it just didn't work out right now. And that's okay. Number four is really avoiding that negative thought spiral. So we never kind of what I was saying before, we never just want to like go down that spiral of negative thinking and getting ourselves caught up in I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. That's why this relationship didn't work out, or this job didn't work out, or whatever the disappointment is. We don't want to get stuck with saying things like things never work out for me, or things like this always happen to me. Those finite words, always happen to me or never work out. It's like, it's never a gray area. And there really, in reality, is always some area that is not an absolute. It's not a never. It's not an always. There's work that we can do to avoid those negative thought patterns so that we don't get into those absolutes. And then seeking out a sounding board is a beautiful practice. I think when we have disappointment, I know for us women, like we want to just talk about it. Many of us just want to talk about it. But I would say, talk about it with a trusted friend. Talk about it with a trusted coach or mentor or somebody that you're not just going into that relationship and just kind of bitching and venting, which is fine in the beginning too, but we don't want to be stuck there again. We just want to really have somebody that we can be a sounding board, but that also maybe asks us some good questions that help us think differently about that disappointment. Maybe think differently than how we would have thought about the situation prior. And so if you don't have somebody like that in your life, in your friend or family circle or work circle, I encourage you to reach out to a coach or a mentor that can help you kind of look at things from a different angle, because we all need people like that in our lives that can help us remove our blind spots, remove our own negative thought patterns that get us caught up in that spiral and don't help us move forward. So I would encourage you to seek out somebody that can help you with that. And then notice that this is always a growing opportunity, always something that there's always something to learn. Again, we go back to that something that this is maybe happening for me versus this is happening to me. Say you don't like, I love that kind of explanation or example of you're trying to get on a flight, going on vacation, you're very excited, you're trying to get on the flight and you're rushing to the airport. You're trying to get there and make your flight and you just have enough time and you get there and for some reason the flight gets canceled or they have to switch planes or what have you, or you miss the flight and it takes off without you, but you find out that if you had gotten on that flight, the plane would have crashed. And so maybe the disappointment that is in front of us is happening truly for us for a reason. And when we start to look at it in that context versus, oh gosh, these things always happen to me, all these bad things, nothing ever works out. Maybe it's always working out, just not how we think it's supposed to work out. Maybe it's working out in its own divine timing. And we're just not aware of that. Often we're not aware of that until down the road. And we're like, oh, sometimes we see why the previous situations didn't work out because we were meant for something different. We were meant for something more. Number seven, I would say reframe. And again, turning that disappointment into the belief that you are so much closer to success. Because when we have disappointment, sometimes it can be, you know, whether it's we're disappointed in our results on our diet, or we're disappointed again in a relationship or a job outcome or what have you, that it's all about we're growing, we're constantly growing, developing, we're practicing, we're learning. That's what life really is about, is that we're just constantly in this mode and we should be in this mode, although I don't like the word should, but we to have this growth pattern of development, learning, practicing in our lives just brings us closer to the goals, brings us closer to the things that we do want in our lives. And so if we can reframe the disappointment into looking at it differently and saying, well, that was maybe just a practice run or a learning opportunity or a way I can grow to the next opportunity that comes ahead. And just reframing that thought pattern can so much help out in our resilience with disappointment. And then celebrating your truth, because when there's disappointment, it means we always know that there's something better out there for us. You know what your goals are, what your truth is, what you're headed to in your life. And sometimes we don't always know, but there is an inner knowing that is kind of pushing that along. And so when we have those goals, what we want in our lives, we can just celebrate our own truth. We are taking a path, and whatever is in front of us is our truth, is our current path. Even if we pivot and go a different direction, or we stay on that path and continue learning lessons until we learn the lesson that we're supposed to, and then we move on. So I hope this little bit on disappointment was helpful or enlightening, or maybe some tidbit you can take away for today in thinking about how you've maybe handled disappointment in the past and how you can maybe think about handling disappointment in the future so you can become that more resilient soul that you want to be. And I know you can be in your life. And so I wish all the best for you. I hope we will always have disappointments. We will always, myself included, always come up with things that are not what we always want in our lives. But you know, it's about handling them differently and how we use our thought patterns and how we recognize the emotions and the feelings within our body because of those disappointments. How we handle that is how we grow and learn and develop and become a more resilient soul. So thank you so much for listening today. I love you guys. And again, if you are so inclined, I would love for you guys to give a review of the podcast. 5-star reviews are amazing and they help me get this podcast and these messages out to more people and help them live better lives. So until next time, be well, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, love, I know I don't need to tell you, but we all go through tough times and challenges in our lives where we can feel overwhelmed, burned out, and just like we don't know where to go next in our lives. This I can help you with. I've been trained and certified in both brain and body-based healing modalities and can absolutely get you to where you want to be. And if you're not sure where that is, I can help with that too. My Burnout to Bliss coaching program will help you rewire negative thinking so that you can stop finding yourself on loop and release any blocks in your bodies that keep you from feeling stuck and just not yourself, so you can find the bliss that you've been searching for. So let's just hop on a call and chat, totally no pressure. Just click on the Burnout to Bliss coaching link below to schedule a time for a free 30-minute consultation. And hey, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you would, I could use your help reaching more people who can find value from this podcast. And that would be if you leave a 5-star review. So if you would be so kind and offer your review up, this helps get the podcast ranked and found by more people just like you. Thanks so much. Until next time.